Pope Saint Gregory the Great, one of the four great fathers of the Western Church, along with Saint Ambrose, Saint Augustine, and Saint Jerome, wrote an explanation, if you will, of the miracles that Jesus performed where he multiplied loaves and fish. And this one, of course, he uses St. Matthew's gospel account of the miracle, but he made a point of concentrating on what St. Matthew says towards the end of this passage. They all ate and were satisfied. St. Gregory the Great then goes on to explain that these miracles of the multiplication of loaves and the feeding of thousands of people were a preparation, he said, and a prefigurement of the Holy Eucharist. He concluded his remarks about these miracles of the feeding of thousands of people by Jesus by exhorting the Christian community of his time, not just in Rome, but this was disseminated among the other areas where there were Catholics and Christians. He went on to say that it is for us, as it was for those whom Jesus fed, to look at who it is who satisfied their hunger. And he said it's not only a physical hunger. He said, more importantly, it's a spiritual hunger for Christ, for the truth, and for his consolation. And so it is at every Mass. So for us, as we listen to this gospel again, one we've heard many, many times, no doubt, to ask ourselves, when I come forward and receive our Lord, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist, am I allowing him to satisfy me, my hunger? Or am I putting obstacles in the Lord's way, whether they be my sins or my expectations or demands on him, whatever they may be? Do I allow the Lord truly to satisfy me, to be who he wants to be for me, the center of my life?